This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you once again on the afternoon show. TK takeover of the afternoon show. I'll move my takeover to the morning show the next few days, working with John Ritchie and Rhea and the crew the next few days. But in for the afternoon, guys, today, this segment brought to you by Groundworks. Don't let a weak foundation sack your home's value. Schedule a free inspection at groundworks.com. Talking about the Eagles, and which side of the ball do you concerns you more heading into this season? Is it the Eagles offense or is it the Eagles defense? For me, it's the offense, and I know we've the Eagles have lost more players on the defensive side of the ball. Milton Williams is a really good player, and it stinks to see a guy like that walk out the door. That being said, there's no chance in hell you were going to be able to keep that guy. Slay played great last year, and that is a legitimate loss. But I think the Eagles will be able to replace him. And again, you look at the pieces that they have. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, all extremely young, all will get better, all under the direction of Vic Fangio. I mean, you kept Zach Bond, which that's something we don't talk about nearly enough. And I think it's because he never actually went to free agency, where it's this weird thing where the Eagles get penalized for doing it ahead of time because it's not when the news cycle as far as acquiring players is really hot, but it was a big deal. And you look at offensively, yeah, you have basically everybody back. You lose Becton. I'm not like freaking out over that, but I mean, that being said, Mekhi Becton was an all-pro guard last year. I mean, losing him could have some effect. And I just think that the offense is going to need to evolve. The offense is going to need to be different. And could I be wrong? Sure. I mean, I was wrong last year. I thought the Eagles would not be able to continue to run the ball as effectively as they were all year long. Now, I do think it's different when you look at during a season when teams, you know, have to game plan for their opponent that week. You really only have 1 week to game plan for a team like the Eagles, as opposed to in a full 6-7 month off season. It's a much different scenario where now teams have had time to study. They've had time to really dig into what the Eagles are doing. And you know everybody's game plan is going to be come out and stop 26. Come out and shut down Saquon Barkley. Do I think they'll be able to do it every week? Of course not. Saquon's an incredible player. The Eagles' offensive line's awesome. They'll be able to run the ball. But I do think that more often, the Eagles are going to need to throw the ball effectively. And they're going to need to throw the ball more frequently this year. They were able to do it in the NFC Championship game. They were able to do it in the Super Bowl. But I think they're going to need to do it more consistently week to week throughout the course of the season. And especially with the new offensive coordinator, I'm not sure how seamless that's going to be. Certainly concerns me more than the defense. 215-592-9494. You want to get on that. Next question today. Give me something you're tired of off of Pat McAfee, who I just think is way overexposed. Don't need McAfee at the Home Run Derby. And that Home Run Derby was just, I mean, I don't know. Like, and you mentioned it earlier, Luke. This should be like the easiest event to broadcast. I mean, it's home runs. Somehow they have made it so boring that, I mean, I watch my guy Olsen blow it, by the way, in the first round. I had a nice little plus 1,000 ticket on him last night. But after that, it's like, this is just boring. It's the same. It's very repetitive.
I didn't realize they got rid of the swing-offs, too. Like, who was it? I think it was Cal Raleigh
and Rooker.
And Rooker, yeah, they had the home runs down to like the 10th billionth decimal.
It was swing off.
Yeah, like what are we doing? They both went 460 feet, whatever it was, but you're going down to the decimal point of whose was longer? Come on.
And I got to ask that, and let me know if I'm a jerk with this take. Mm-hmm. But, and I think I can speak on this as somebody with young kids. Little bit of a look at me move for Rooker. To be sitting there during the Derby feeding the kid a bottle. I mean, I felt like he was doing that for the cameras.
Maybe,
that was,
but,
that was a look at me look. Oh, look at me feeding my baby while I'm doing the home run Derby.
Duty calls.
Unnecessary. I mean, you could go into the clubhouse.
That's
you
true.
Can, you could do it in private.
You know, it was a good dad. I don't know. Duty calls. He couldn't go anywhere.
It was a look at me move by Rooker. He wanted that photo, and he wanted everybody to see. Look at what a good dad I am. Look at the do it all dad I am. I can do the Derby, and I can feed my little baby a bottle at the same time. It was just a. It was just a little too.
Maybe so.
A little too self-centered.
Maybe so. I think there's too many things being given out at the end of the Derby to the winner. You get a trophy, you get a belt, you get the chain. What happened to the trophy?
I
tweeted it out. Ryan Howard, when he won, he got the trophy and immense pride by just crushing home runs. Let's go back to that.
I didn't make it that far. That's all I'll say. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes here, we will get to the Commanders. A little disharmony with the Commanders right now, one of their top players. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Matt in the Northeast. What's up, Matt?
Good. My question is, I am mad about Rob Thompson. I'm sick or tired of him taking out the pitchers for no reason.
What do you mean, Matt? What pitcher is Rob Thompson taking out for no reason? What are you talking about?
He took out the pitcher on Sunday, Sanchez, when he could have finished the whole game and saved the bullpen until the All-Star break.
Well, they have an All-Star break coming up. What do you care if they pitch on Sunday? They're going to be off for 7 days.
They almost blew the game. Thank God they won.
Well, they won. I mean, well, there's nothing to complain about. How many pitches did Sanchez throw in that game, by the way?
78 to 80.
I don't think that's accurate. I'll check. But I'm pretty sure he threw more than that. But so you're not a Rob Thompson fan, essentially?
No.
Okay. Well, no problem, Matt. What do you got on the Eagles?
I think the Eagles are going to repeat again this year. They got a good team. They got younger.
All right. Well, there you go, Matt. And I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, the Eagles, they have a hell of a chance to repeat. I mean, they have, I'd say, a much better chance, certainly a much better chance than they did in 2018. And looking back at that time, I mean, you obviously had a weird quarterback dynamic going on that I think in retrospect we could see is even more odd than we had known at the time with the whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz thing, and just a better roster, a younger roster for sure. I mean, that team was old and kind of, you know, got old overnight. This team is much better, and this team is much better positioned. Let's go to Matt in Millville. What's up, Matt? Yo, Matt.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Matt?
What's up, man? First time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of starstruck a little bit, but nah, man, I just want to touch base on a few subjects. First, you know, Jalen Hurts and him being number 9. And then I want to touch on, you know, my top 5, all-time Eagles, if that's cool with you.
Okay,
got.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about it on the midday. You can do that real quick. What do you got on Hurts?
Hurts, man, I just want to just basically say, like, you know, what's the difference between him and Lamar Jackson? You know, everybody always talking about, like, how he has this super team. You get what I'm saying? Lamar Jackson basically has the same exact thing. You know what I mean? The only difference is between them two, Jalen Hurts wins. And,
well,
you know,
I mean, Matt, I think Jalen's got a lot better receivers than Lamar Jackson has in Baltimore.
Oh, for sure. But, all right, so, you know, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. You know, he has Andrews. We have, you know, Dallas Goedert. So there's some comparison, you know, in their game. I'm just tired of the talk. Like, I feel like Jalen Hurts gets too much hate. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think, like, for some people, I think there are some people that go overboard because they know to get a reaction.
Right.
But I do think some of the criticism is fair. I think it gets a little tricky sometimes, but I do think there are some criticisms of Jalen that are totally fair.
And, Right, and then you know, you go off the subject of, you know, like, you know, Jalen Hurts has beaten all of them. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes. He's beaten Joe Burrow. He's beaten Lamar Jackson. He's beaten literally all the top quarterbacks you can name. He's beaten them. And he's 2-1 against Patrick Mahomes. He's beaten him once in the regular season. He's beaten him once in the Super Bowl. He lost to him once in the Super Bowl. You get what I'm saying? So he has to be taught. He has to be in the top five.
Well,
he has to be.
I mean, I have him 6, Matt, and I'm just looking at it the way I look at it. If I'm starting a team tomorrow, I would take Jalen 6th. I'd take, you know, Burrow and Allen and Lamar, Jaden Daniels, and obviously Mahomes ahead of him. And, you know, I think 6 is fair. So,
can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Can I ask you, why would you take Lamar Jackson over him?
Because I think Lamar's a more talented player. I think Lamar's a better athlete, and I think Lamar's a better passer.
Do you think he's a better playoff player?
He hasn't been. I mean, he certainly hasn't been. Not the games that Jalen played in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. But, Matt, I said this yesterday, man. I mean, what if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford and the Eagles lose that game? What discussion are we having about Jalen all offseason? Is that he didn't play well enough in that game. So
right,
I do think, like, fair. We can't just attribute the wins to him without looking how the wins happened. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So what do you got for next question today?
Is Devontae Smith an underrated receiver?
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Matt. So Devontae Smith, underrated receiver for next question. I'm not sure. I should have reframed the question. That was my fault. I'll take accountability for that one. That was my fault.
You were literally asking him for a question.
What are you tired of? That is next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But I did want to get to some interesting audio that came out today from Washington. Because you look at this season, and obviously we talk about the Eagles' hierarchy in the NFC, and especially in the NFC East, the Commanders are the team that you really look at as probably the greatest threat. Now, in the NFC as a whole, I would say the Lions are still the biggest threat to the Eagles. I still think San Francisco could have a bounce back year. I know they're kind of in a little bit of maybe a retooling phase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I think Kyle Shanahan's a really good coach. I think San Francisco will certainly be better than they were last year. But in the division, I think the assumption has been the Commanders are going to be really good again, and they're the team to worry about so much. But they're dealing with a heck of a contract issue right now with Terry McLaurin. And Terry McLaurin, looking for a new deal, going into his final year, He's not too happy about it. And he came out and he spoke today. Here was McLaurin just a few hours ago talking about, you know, how frustrated he is with this process.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated. I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
And hey, Terry McLaurin's not a guy who's going to come out and, I mean, I don't even know if I've heard Terry McLaurin say anything controversial in his entire career. He's been a great player for Washington, but I mean, that was pretty candid on the state of his contract and his frustration with the organization right now. Here is more from McLaurin on just the need for the Commanders to get something done soon.
I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So,
and it is interesting when you hear Terry McLaurin obviously be frustrated. It doesn't sound like he's going to play without a new deal. So if that was what Washington was hoping for, doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. And I do wonder about a step back for them this year, because that was a lot of success really quickly. And a lot of times when you see a team like that come out of nowhere, have a great season, it's hard to replicate it. I think you kind of look, I see some comparisons to the 2022 Eagles. Like, the Eagles were obviously a lot better. They went to a Super Bowl. Washington obviously got eliminated in the championship game. But there's a lot that comes with success and a lot of egos and stuff that you have to deal with. And I wonder who is the bigger threat in the East? Because I think we've looked at it strictly as the Commanders. Dallas had a down year last year, but Dallas is still a pretty talented team. I think the Cowboys might be a bigger threat to the Eagles than the Commanders are.
No, I don't think so. I think the Cowboys' defense is still bad. Their head coach isn't going to be good. He was a very just like, we're kind of out of options here, hire. Their starting running backs are Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. They drafted a guy, I think, Alfred Blue or something out of Texas. Not worried about him. I think the fact that the Commanders' coaching staff stayed together, you still have Jaden Daniels. I assume this Terry McLaurin thing is going to get done. Just that alone makes them the biggest threat to the Eagles in the East. But the Commanders' defense is not good. They had a lot of older players last year and a lot of guys on one-year deals that they could not bring back. Jonathan Allen isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Deron Payne is there. And outside of that, their defensive line isn't that great. You still have Bobby Wagner. He's pretty old. Luvu is nothing. And then their secondary with Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore's best days are behind him. So I think their defense is going to be the thing. I mean, last year their defense wasn't great at all, but I think it's really going to be apparent just how bad it is this year.
Well, yeah, and it is funny because you look at that and then you think of that contract situation with McLaurin. And then you remember, the Cowboys have their own contract issues with Micah Parsons. And it just brings me back, and I know I sound like a broken record on this probably more than anybody, but hey, I mean, it's fashionable to be a Howie guy now. I will say I was maybe the one person who stuck with Howie through thick and thin in 2020 when everybody wanted him fired and Jalen. You couldn't go an hour on this radio station without hearing Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, fire Howie Roseman. Well, I mean, let's see how that works out. And now you look at these other teams in the division. Cowboys can't sign Micah Parsons. The Commanders can't sign Terry McLaurin. Doesn't it just make you feel relieved that you have somebody like Howie Roseman? A.J. Brown signed ahead of time. Devontae Smith signed. Zach Bond gets brought back. And that's why I get people get frustrated. Oh, what are you doing getting rid of C.J. Gardner-Johnson? The reason why you do things like that is to prevent things like this. Like, you get rid of a player who I think is a role player, I think a replaceable player, may have been, you know, a fan favorite, but the bottom line is sometimes you need to let those guys go so you're not in this kind of position where you have one of the cornerstones of your team and you can't get him signed. And Howie Roseman, it's just such an advantage to have a general manager like that who just knows what the hell he's doing. Yeah. Compared to some of these other guys.
Yeah, CJ, GJ, what is this, his fifth team in 5 years now? Like, that's not something on the Eagles or on the Lions or the Saints. That's just, that's who he is.
And, dude, like, CJ Gardner-Johnson I just find annoying. Like, he came back out today. He's talking to Ryan Clark, another one of those hard-hitting interviews that Ryan Clark does. Ryan Clark always looks like he's about to cry, by the way. I don't know what that's all
about.
Yeah,
he's always
they're always the very serious tone. But CJ, GJ's out crying again today about the Eagles moving on. Like, dude, let it go. I mean, let it go, okay? They moved on from you. Go to Houston.
Training camp is next week.
Right. Try to play well there. Try to stick around there another year.
Yeah.
But I know I'm in the minority with this one as well. I am kind of glad CJ Gardner-Johnson's gone. I was not the biggest fan. And I honestly don't think even on the field he was all that good.
He did have a lot of plays, especially early in the year when the defense was lost, where he just letting up big touchdowns left and right.
Packers, I mean,
Packers,
awful.
Bucks, Falcons, he let up a big one to Darnell Mooney. Like, that was just his MO for a little bit there. But for Howie, his best strength, honestly, is just getting deals done early. Like, Trey Smith, the guard for the Chiefs, just got paid.
Yeah, Landon Dickerson.
Landon Dickerson got paid 2 years ago, and now Trey Smith has $20 million more in guaranteed money than Landon Dickerson.
It's a great point, and it never happens with any of the real cornerstone players on this team. Never happens, and that's something that we should all be thankful for. Let's go to Adam in Wilmington. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm great, man.
So, I'm not really concerned with either side of the ball. I think Jalen will continue to find ways to win games, whether it's handing the ball off, throwing it, doing whatever he has to do. And I'm not, you know, Fangio worked something with Little last year, and I think he'll do it again this year.
Yeah, I mean, Fangio was incredible last year working with that defense, and I think with another year, I think with these young players having another year in this scheme, like, I get people are concerned about some of the pieces they lost, but you have enough pieces in-house where I still think this defense should be really good.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had something on the Phillies. I'm not sure.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, I was hearing talks about maybe Cedric Mullins and Bautista from the Orioles, and then all that talk fell off. Is that not something that they're looking into, or what's going on with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Adam. I mean, Dave Dombrowski, what he has said publicly, and Dave Dombrowski's not going to say a lot about what the Phillies are thinking. It seems like they're so focused on the bullpen. Now, I think they need a bat as well. Mullins, I'm not crazy about him just as a left-handed hitter. I think a right-hander is probably more along the lines of what you need. But I think they need to add a bat and they need to add a bullpen piece, and I hope they know that. They haven't publicly acknowledged that, but I hope they know that they need both, because I certainly think they need both. So, what do you...
Yeah, I guess...
Go ahead, Adam.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if I had to choose between Mullins and Rooker, I'd probably take Rooker just simply because, you know, right-handed, but...
Yeah, and the thing with that is you'd obviously be giving up defense, but certainly the bigger bat. Adam, what do you have for something that you're tired of?
Now, I told Luke, I'm going to sound really old when I say this, and I'm not. I'm only 32. But the way that social media is, like, distorting reality for the younger generation and how they think that, you know, all these influencers are, like, that's their role models and their heroes and people that they should look up to.
Yeah, I hear you, Adam. I appreciate the call. I'm too old to get the whole streaming thing. Like people who watch other people stream and play video games and stuff, I don't really understand the appeal of that.
The one, yeah, especially for like hours on end, like there will be these streams that go on for like 8 hours or more, and people are there the entire time. That I don't understand.
Yeah, I've never gotten that. Never understood it. But yeah, that's a good answer. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Want your thoughts on the Eagles? What concerns you more going into next season with training camp a week away? Is it the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball? I'm the minority here. I think it's the offensive side of the ball. I don't worry nearly as much about the defense. And, you know, some people commenting on Twitter about how, you know, they've lost multiple pieces on defense. I get it. But to me, the offense coordinator loss supersedes all of those losses on defense. I mean, losing that piece, losing Kellen Moore, I think is a big deal. And I think with everybody else in the league having 6-7 months to catch up, you're going to need to be different this year. You're going to need to do things differently. And that's a lot for a first-time play caller. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. Next question, give me something you are tired of. That is our next question today. And we will get to the Phillies, and coming up in the next segment here, we do need to get some sound from a potential Phillies trade target who may not be a potential target for much longer. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.